Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And you know that I'm coming to you live with lots of love and just a little bit of Southern flavor from very, very cold Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I just personally want to thank all of my listeners from all over the world for joining me tonight. And I just wanted to say to you, Happy New Year. And I am wishing for you and your family a happy, prosperous, and productive New Year. And my declaration over your life is that this year will be the beginning of some of the best years of your life. And as I always say, I say this to myself and about myself, the best is yet to come. You should say that every day for your life. The best is yet to come. Well, I am doing fine here in Atlanta, Georgia. As I said, it's very, very cold. It's about 17 degrees here. And something very interesting, as I was driving out of my subdivision today, there's a water fountain there, and it was so cold that the water was frozen, and I took a picture with my iPhone because it was so beautiful. Did you have a great New Year? I know that I did. Let's see. I was at home on New Year's Eve with some friends, and at midnight we made a toast and we prayed together, and it was really a great time for all of us. Well, what did you do for the new year? Are you expecting about what the new year holds for you? Are you excited about what the new year holds for you? I know that a lot of you have written emails to me and shared with me about what your expectations are for this year and how this program is really changing your life, and I'm so grateful and blessed to hear that. So, you know, I really prayed about what direction I wanted the first show of the year to go. And initially I thought, well, maybe if I would bring in a New York Times bestseller to really kick off the beginning of the year, that would be great. And then I thought about, well, maybe I should just take the entire hour myself and teach on how to set an intention. But then the Spirit gave me an idea. And the idea is, why not have a show with ordinary people living extraordinary lives because they're using the law of attraction, spirituality, and other universal laws? So that's what we're going to have tonight, three ordinary people living extraordinary lives. And I wanted to model that for you so that you can see that no matter who you are or what your circumstances are, you can begin to utilize universal laws coupled with your spirituality. And this time next year, you won't even recognize your own life. Things would have drastically changed. So I want you to get out your, you know what I'm going to say, your paper and pencil. And if something just jumps out at you, you know that is the Spirit saying to you or answering your prayers that this may, in fact, be the missing ingredient in your life. So that's what our show is about today. Ordinary people living extraordinary lives. But before I get started, I just have a couple of announcements. I still have some slots available for my special coaching gift to you. Have you taken advantage of that? You should, because that special gift for January only is you will receive two coaching sessions with me in January to kickstart your year for $99. And you know, together, we can dramatically shape and change your life for this new year. So I'm going to be sharing more info about that to you at the end of the show. And also, I want you to join me on the Cruise to Transformation, sponsored by the Law of Attraction Radio Network, on Memorial Day weekend. How many of you love cruises? Let me see your hands. I know I do. How many of you have never been on a cruise? And can you imagine just being on a cruise with like-minded people, leaving California and cruising for 3 days? I would love to meet you in person, and I'm going to be one of the presenters. I'm going to be sharing on the law of attraction and money and how to attract wealth into your life. So if you sign up tonight, you can receive a 10% discount. So go to my website, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just sign up. I would just love to meet you in person. You know, I get so many emails, but, you know, there's nothing like meeting people in person. So before we get started, I want you to ponder some things before our three special guests come on. And the first thing is that you cannot keep doing the same thing and expect to get a different results. You have to do something different in order to get something different. Think about that. Are you clear about what you desire to manifest in 2010? Remember, clarity is your key to success. Have you assessed or taken inventory of your behavior and or thoughts from 2009? How and what do you need to change about that? What is your core belief about the area that you desire change? For example, if you desire change in the area of money or relationships, what do you truly believe? And how can you begin to use spirituality and universal laws to bring about that desired change? So those are just some things that I want you to think about before we get started. But I see that my special guest, my extraordinary guest, is on the line. Our first guest is going to be Mr. Sandy English. And I met Sandy at a conference that I was presenting at in Atlanta, and he is a retired attorney and is now a small business consultant and minister, and he's going to be sharing with us about how universal and spiritual laws can change the quality of your life. I know every morning when I get up, I get these great emails from him that are so motivating, and I wanted to have him on to share with you just some universal principles of how you can begin to change your life. Sandy English, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic and getting better.
Well, great. Well, share with our listeners just a little bit about who you are, and then you can share some of those great universal principles with them. How has the law of attraction and spirituality and those universal laws changed your life, Sandy?
Well, you know, coming from a person who grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and going on to do great things, become an attorney, become a minister, travel around the world, work for a U.S. congressman, work for a U.S. Supreme Court justice, work at the Pentagon. There have been some awesome things that happened in my life that I wouldn't have thought would have happened, but for the fact that I decided to take control of my life at an early age and began to seek out information. And as I did that, I began to learn things that helped me to tailor and taper my life and get me where I am today.
Well, share with our listeners some tools or techniques or universal laws or principles that they can use to kickstart this new year off for them.
Okay, well, let's see. Because I'm a minister, I always start with the idea of God. And I think that we need to understand that there's, no matter what names we use, there's only one God. And we have to recognize that before we can do anything. And we have to recognize that there is someone, something in the universe that can do things that we can't do. That someone or that something can create a rose. I can't create a rose. That thing can cause the sun to rise or the seasons to change or to heal the sick or fly an airplane or to have the caterpillar change into a butterfly. So when I recognize that whatever that is, that force, that power, that energy, that infinite one, when I recognize that, then I can tap into that source and utilize that force in my life and in my affairs. The other thing is there's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it. And when you take that power, which is within you, and activate that power, you can then begin to utilize the laws of nature or the universal laws to change your life, laws like the principle of love, abundance, circulation, giving, thanksgiving, gratitude, forgiveness, peace, harmony, cause and effect. These are all laws that if you apply them and apply them properly, they can impact your life. Let me take one in particular at this time of the year, talking about abundance. Everybody wants to start off the year earning more money and doing things that they didn't do last year.
Right.
And I think that the first thing you need to realize is that lavish and unlimited abundance is within you. And it can be activated to manifest in your life and affairs simply by your becoming aware of it. And here's a saying I have, and that's this. Your consciousness of the Spirit of God within you as your supply and abundance is your supply and abundance. So when you become aware of the fact that God is in you and abundance is within you, that triggers the flow of abundance into your life and affairs.
That seems so easy. So they would just need to become aware and cognizant of the fact that abundance is already in us.
Absolutely. It was created. When we were created, God bestowed us with that. And people don't realize that, and everybody's looking outside for it, and it's right within them.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you talk about starting inwardly, and spirit is the beginning of all things. And I think that that is so important for people to manifest their heart's desires.
Absolutely. The other thing that I think is important is we need to realize that words have power. Words are things. Words are creative. Words can change your life for the good or change your life for the worst. Words can heal you. Words can destroy you. Words are like seeds. They take root and they grow. If you change your thinking, you can change your life. It's like, you know, sowing and reaping. And so we need to realize the power of words, and we have to stand at the gateway of our minds to make sure that only good words, only powerful words, will come into our minds, because it's like the weeds will grow even though it doesn't appear as though anyone has planted them. So if you're not careful, the weeds will grow in your mind without you realizing, and you begin to do things that you don't realize because there are seeds there that came about by what we call race consciousness. And that's where things are happening in the universe all the time. People are talking, people are doing things, and some of those seeds get in without you being aware of. That's why you have to be totally conscious of what you're doing, what you're seeing, what you're reading, what you're hearing all the time.
And so our listeners would just need to maybe make some affirmations and just begin to say those words or affirmations out loud on a daily basis concerning what they want to happen in their life for 2010.
Absolutely. That's certainly a start. Get some affirmations and begin, marinate them in your soul. Speak them to the point that they become a part of you. I mean, one of the things that I say often every day is, oh, God, thank you. And someone once said that the only prayer you ever need is one that says thank you. And so that works for me, and it allows me to keep my focus on God and keep my focus on the good thing. There's a thing called the Golden Key. And the Golden Key was written by Emmett Fox. And what he said was, find a tool, find a word, find a phrase that you can use when you're thinking about things that you don't want or when negative thoughts come into your mind. So for me, if I'm thinking about something I don't want or something that's negative, I simply say, oh, God, thank you, because you can only harbor one thought at a time. The mind cannot entertain two thoughts at the same time. So if you have a negative thought there, you get rid of it by saying something positive to bring you back to center.
Oh, that is so good, Sandy. So you've lived quite a remarkable life. Have you always used universal laws and spiritual laws to manifest your heart's desires?
Well, let's say this. There were some years that I was using things that I didn't know what they were.
Mm-hmm.
But God, these things were in my nature, and I employed them haphazardly because I didn't realize the impact that these laws could have, and nobody ever shared those laws with me. The first time I really became aware of these laws was 1980 or 1981, when I got into a multi-level business thing and we began to read books like Think and Grow Rich and things like that. That was the first time that I really began to become aware of this. And from that point on, I began to employ these laws in my life, and I'm a living example of these laws. I'm quoting them all the time. I'm in the final days of getting a book published, and it's replete with one-liners of things that I've learned in my life and rules that I think you should adhere to improve the quality of your life.
So that sounds so good. So Sandy, just summarize for our listeners the four things, I think it was about four things that they can begin to implement in their lives immediately. The first one was spirituality.
Spirituality would be the first. Second would be to realize that there's a power for good in the universe and you can use it in your life and affairs. The third is the law of abundance, that abundance is within you, and you can activate that abundance simply by becoming aware of that abundance within you. And then thirdly, words have power, and words can change your life for the better. If you change your thinking, you can change your life.
Oh, thank you so much, Sandy. How can people reach you? What is your website or phone number or other information that you can share with our listeners?
Okay, my phone number to reach me is 678-851-7352. Again, 678-851-7352. My email address is Sandy English, that's SandyEnglish09 at Comcast.net. SandyEnglish09@Comcast.net. And last but not least, my web address is www.prepaidlegal.com/biz/SEnglish31.
And the name of your new book will be?
Take Time to Live.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your knowledge, insight, and wisdom that you share, Sandy. And I'm going to have Sandy on in February or March so we can just talk to him for the entire hour so that he can share some of his insight with us. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Be blessed, and I pray that everyone will have a great new year.
Thank you. Well, that's just an example of an ordinary person, he's certainly not ordinary, living an extraordinary life by utilizing the law of attraction and other spiritual laws. And now we're going to have someone share with us about relationships. How many of you really desire to change your relationships? Maybe you've really been praying and believing to meet your soulmate. We have Miss Audrey Miller out of New York, New York, as I love that song, who's going to be sharing with us some basic laws and principles of how she attracted her soulmate, and she's going to be sharing with you some principles and insight as to how you can begin to do that also in 2010. Audrey, hi. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi, Constance. How are you?
Good. Please share with our listeners your story about how you attracted your soulmate, and then share some principles that people can begin to implement in their lives.
Okay. Well, I attracted my soulmate actually in 3 weeks. And, you know, I
read... 3 weeks?
Yes. Can you believe it? 3 weeks. But... but it was the 8 months of work that I did prior to going online that helped me attract him so quickly.
So share with our listeners what you did prior to attracting
yourself. I've developed an 11-point success plan for finding your soulmate online for 2010. And there are 11 activities that you have to do, 5 before you go online and 6 while you're actually online. Okay, so the first activity that you need to do is you have to identify and change your negative beliefs about yourself and all of your exes, meaning your spouses, your ex-spouse, your ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, and that sort of thing. But before we do that, before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about vibrations, because we know that every thought we think carries a vibration, and that vibration, right? And that vibration can either be positive or negative. So if you're dwelling on negative thoughts or characteristics about yourself or your exes, what are you transmitting, Constance?
negative thoughts, and you will attract those kinds of people in your life again.
Exactly. So what you have to do is you have to change those beliefs before you go online to search for your soulmate. And this applies whether you go online or offline. You just need to change those beliefs. And that's exactly
So what were some of your beliefs prior to doing that work about changing your vibrational level?
Okay. You know what? First of all, I didn't believe I could have it all. I didn't believe that I could find a man who could support me and encourage me and love me for who I am. Secondly, I thought dating was hard. I didn't like dating. You know, so I had beliefs like that. And then thirdly, I had beliefs about all of the exes that I've dated, you know, my ex-husband, my ex-boyfriend. So what I did was I did a technique that's recommended by Esther Hicks, and it's called the Book of Positive Aspects. So I went out, I bought a spiral notebook, and I wrote down the names of all my exes on separate pages. And what I did was I wrote down as many positive characteristics about each man that I could possibly think of. And I was so committed to doing this work that I refused to move on to the next man until I felt good about the current one I was working on.
Oh,
so
that is powerful.
Yeah, it was very powerful. For example, my ex-husband used humor to diffuse any sort of tense situation, and he was a good listener. So those were the two positive traits that I focused on. And guess what? My soulmate, Gary, now has those positive traits.
That doesn't surprise me. Okay. And what's the next step our listeners should take?
Okay. The next step is you need to be clear about what you want in a relationship. And you can use a vision board or you can use a notebook, but you have to write down a list of positive traits that you're looking for in your soulmate. And if you don't know what they are, then what should you do, Constance?
I don't know. Tell us.
if you don't know what they are, then write down what you don't want.
I'm just kidding, yeah. But writing down what you don't want always makes what you do want a lot clearer. It brings insight and light into that area. So that's an important factor that people need to really implement into their lives in 2010.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go on to the third one. The third one is you have to ask yourself, what are your non-negotiables? Now, a non-negotiable is something you absolutely refuse to compromise. It could be your faith. It could be location. You know, maybe you don't want to move to another city, but you absolutely need to be clear about that. And for me, my non-negotiable was abstinence until marriage. I absolutely wanted to marry a man who was abstinent prior to communicating with me. I didn't care how long. He could have been abstinent for a month, for 6 months, for 2 years, but it had to be before we started communicating because I wanted him to come to that decision on his own.
Absolutely.
And Gary, my soulmate, was abstinent for about 2 months before we started emailing each other. Okay? So number four, the fourth thing you need to do before going online is you have to ask yourself, are you registering on a dating site for the right reasons? Are you registering because you're lonely, you're desperate, you're bored, you're looking for somebody to rescue you or take care of you? If so, then your soulmate is going to feel those vibes, and he or she will be repelled by your neediness. I believe the only reason you should be on a dating site is because you love your single self, you love your single lifestyle, but you're now ready to move on to a new phase in your life with the love of your life.
And so what you're saying is that if a person is lonely, well, I'm just lonely, and I'm just not going to spend 2010 by myself, they really need to address the neediness. They need to go inwardly and become as whole as possible before actually attracting that soulmate.
Exactly, because one half and one half equals one half.
That's true. I like that.
It doesn't equal a whole. Okay, so let's move on to the last one of what you need to do before you go online. You really need to ask yourself, are you ready to take ownership for your dating outcomes? And I know this is very challenging for a lot of people, but if you've done the previous four activities, then your answer should be an emphatic yes. Taking ownership means you accept the responsibility for attracting the wrong man or woman as well as your soulmate. And when you can take ownership, that means you're in control of your vibe. And now you're consciously changing your negative beliefs into positive ones.
So I have a question for you because I have a friend, and I hope she's not listening in tonight, but maybe this might help her. But she is on about four different dating sites, and she is attracting all of these guys who are married or who are just not the right guys for her. And So that means that she really needs to go inward first before she actually goes online and just starts dating.
Yep. You know what? You need to take a break. Just take a break. You know, make a commitment that I'm going to take a break for a month or two. And consciously change your vibes, because obviously if she's attracting married men, then she has some vibes that's emitting saying, I want a married man.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay. All right. So, and the reason why you need to, let's go back to the ownership. The reason why you need to take ownership is because you can't blame the site and you can't blame the people on the site for your results. You know, you're responsible for your results. Okay. So now let's talk about the activities that you do while you're online. The first question you need to ask yourself is, am I on the right site? How do I feel about it? I'll give you an example from my life. The minute I logged onto the site where I met Gary, I knew it was the one for me. I could feel it in my bones. I was eager. I was excited to get started. And, you know, I was interested in interracial relationships. So I went to a niche site. And there are plenty of niche sites out there. So you have to be honest with yourself. Ask yourself what it is that you want. You know, is your faith important to you? There are sites for people who love pets. There are sites for people who are into the law of attraction. So
okay.
Be honest with yourself. Go for what you want. And if you don't feel good, if you don't feel right, that's not the site for you. Don't be afraid to say, this is not the site for me, and, you know, and cancel your subscription.
Okay.
All right, okay. The next question you need to ask yourself while online is, you have to ask yourself, was my profile thoughtfully written? Okay? Remember, your profile is picking up your vibes. So anything you're writing on your profile is being transmitted to the person reading it. So if you're feeling negative but you're writing positive words, guess what's coming across?
Negativity.
Right? Negativity. So write your profile when you're in a good and upbeat mood, and the person reading it will feel that. I believe your profile should convey the essence of your soul. I spent more time on my profile than I did on my picture because I wanted my soulmate to feel my inner qualities, and that's exactly what happened. Let me just give you a quick story. What Gary did not look at pictures of women on a website. What he would do is he would cover a woman's picture like he did mine. He covered my picture with a piece of paper, and he read my profile. And after reading it three times, he said, she's the one. So he knew I was the one for him after reading my profile three times, because my profile touched his soul. My profile touched his heart. And that's what he was looking for. He was looking for those inequalities. So that's extremely important.
That's great insight. And so how quickly did you meet Gary?
3 weeks.
Three weeks after
registering on the site. I just have three more points, and they'll be really quick. So the next thing you need to do is just be light and playful about it all. You know, don't be too attached to the outcome, because if you are, he or she will sense that, and they'll be turned off by it. And the way you make it playful is you be easy about it. You know, you let it go. You know, like I said, Gary knew I was the one right away. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until maybe like 2 weeks later I knew he was the one. So he had to be playful about it in order to turn me off. I mean, not to turn me off. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay. The next thing you need to do is you need to ask yourself, am I open and receptive to what each person is telling me? Remember, everybody's just reflecting back to you how you feel. So, like your married, like your friend who's attracting married men, well, obviously she feels that way, and that's why she's attracting those men. So they are telling her something. So you need to be very open and receptive about what each person is telling you. And I'll tell you a really quick story. I was on a website, and this young guy, he liked my profile, and he said, you know, do you mind if I talk to you? And when I discovered how old he was, I said, you know, I'm old enough to be your mother. Now, those were my words. My vibes were, now listen to this, though. My vibes were, get lost, kid, you're wasting my time. He picked up on my vibes, and he told me, he said, you know what, you shouldn't be so quick to dismiss men because of external factors. So what I did was I meditated on this, because I said, you know, this guy is trying to tell me something. There's something I'm supposed to learn here. I'm giving off these subtle, unconscious beliefs, and he's trying to tell me something. So I meditated on what he had to say. A week later, I wrote him a thank you letter. Do you know that a couple of days later, I met Gary? And what's so significant about this is that Gary, at that time, was not my type of man. I'm a tall, thin woman, and I'm normally attracted to thin men. Gary's a former semi-pro football player, so he's a big dude, you know? And had I not corresponded with this young man, I would have dismissed Gary. So, you know, you can learn something from everybody. You have to be open and willing to, you know, to do the research and find out what somebody else is trying to convey to you. That's extremely important.
Well, you know, okay? I just love, Audrey, how you say go inward. And really deal with your own issues, with your true core belief systems, your vibrations, how you truly feel. And I'm a prime example of that. I told someone that I guess a couple of years ago I was traveling extensively, and I went to the Waffle House, and I never go to the Waffle House, but my thinking was, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I'm just getting off the road, and I feel so lonely and isolated because I've been traveling extensively. And so walking in the Waffle House, I was sending out those vibes, and that's the kind of a man that I attracted to me because I was feeling tired. I was feeling alone. I was feeling isolated. And so I attracted that man to me, and I did not realize that until later. And I love it what you said about learning the lessons that you need to learn from everybody who comes into your life, the example that you gave about the younger guy on the website, how he taught you so much.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I just have two quick ones, and then I'll finish with this. Okay, the next one is, you know what, if he's not the one, if he or she's not the one, don't string him or her along, okay?
Right.
What you need to do is politely end it and leave it on a positive note and move on, because if you end it on a negative note, and you start discussing his negative qualities, what type of person are you going to attract?
A negative person.
Yeah, right, because the law of attraction states whatever we focus on, we get. So end it on a positive note. And I went one step further. Whenever I would end the relationship, because you know, generally you know right away, and whenever I would end it, I would say, you know, you're a great guy, you're a funny guy, but I really don't think there's a match here, and, you know, I wish you all the best of luck in finding your soulmate. What I would do then is I would go and I would write down his positive aspects. Once again, I would write down his positive characteristics so that I could begin to transmit those vibes. And once again, that's what led me to my soulmate.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Is that your last point, or do you have one more?
Yeah, I have one more. I have one more. This one is the one that has really helped me the most, and it's what I call it is basically engage in some cell phone dating. Gary lives in Texas. I live in New York. So we cell phone date. I mean, we speak to each other all the time on the cell phone, and cell phone dating is great. It works perfectly, and both people love to talk, and you're not afraid to talk wherever you are. I'll give you an example. Gary told me that he had moved back in with his parents to help out his terminally ill father. Well, how did I know this to be true? Because I heard Gary in the kitchen preparing meals for his father. I heard him dispensing his medication, you know, to his father. I heard him helping out his mother. You know, I heard what type of relationships he had with people. I even heard how he spoke to his ex-wife. I heard about the relationship that he had with his son. You know, so I was like a fly on the wall, and it was a totally uncensored environment, and that's a great way to get to know somebody before you actually meet them.
That's very true. That's very interesting. Yeah. So how long have you and Gary been dating, and are you engaged? And if so, when is the wedding, and do I get an invitation?
well, yes. We've been seeing each other for now. We've been dating each other for 2 years, and we do plan on getting married this year. And it'll probably be just at the Justice of the Peace. We want to get on with our lives and get on with our married lives and that sort of thing. But, you know, I'm very happy, and I know it's because of all of the things that I've done, all of the work that I put in prior to going online, that I found them so quickly.
I love that you said the word work, because so many people just feel like they can, well, let me deal with my thinking, when in fact you really have to do the work, which is what you did, your core beliefs, what you truly believe, what you truly felt, sending out the right vibrations. And I think that you're just a prime example of an ordinary woman really living life in an extraordinary way by utilizing the law of attraction, and you were so clear and concise. And I know our listeners are going to be blessed from what you shared tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And, I just want to know, in this day and age, there's no reason why anyone shouldn't be able to find his or her soulmate, especially with the Internet.
Right. That is. And so, Audrey, how can people – you have a new book coming out this year entitled?
Right. How to Attract Your Soulmate Online Using the Law of Attraction. And right now I'm in the process of editing it, so it should be out sometime within the next couple of months or so.
And how can people contact you, Audrey?
Okay. I'm in the process of developing my website, so that's not up yet, but I do have an email address, so please just feel free to email me, and I will definitely answer all emails that I receive. My email address is Audrey, and that's A-U-D-R-E-Y, the number 1313@verizon.net.
Well, Audrey, thank you again. And as I said, Audrey is an example of an ordinary woman living an extraordinary life by utilizing the law of attraction and other spiritual laws. And you've been a blessing to the world today, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for Constance. You know, I really enjoy your show, and it's always very insightful and helpful to me in my life. So thank you, and God bless you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, wasn't that great? And I'm waiting for my last caller to call in. DiCarlo Eskridge, and I hope he remembers to put his hand up when he calls in. But I just thought that was so interesting that Audrey really talked about doing the work, going inward and really doing the work prior to really attracting your heart's desires and what you truly want on the inside. You go on the inside first, and then you go outward. And so we've just had just some great insight tonight, and DiCarlo Eskridge is going to be talking about God and the law of attraction as soon as he calls in. It's so interesting when you go live how you have these great things. I think I see him online now. But DiCarlo, he's just a great guy, and he is the author of so many books. And I said, well, you know, I can't read all of those books, but he is the author of God and the Law of Attraction, The It Factor, and Change Your Life in 60 Seconds. He's another example of an ordinary man living life in an extraordinary way because of he's utilizing all of the Law of Attraction and other universal laws and principles. DiCarlo Eskridge, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance, and thanks for having me. I'm honored and I'm humbled. Thank
okay,
you.
Let's get started. You're number three. What do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I actually have one principle, but first of all, I want to applaud Audrey and Sandy. Outstanding. I enjoyed every minute of it. Now, the first thing, I want to speak to the listeners, and I want them to understand first and foremost before I give them the one principle that I have to understand who they are. See, most of us, the problem is we don't understand who we are. We're constantly living out the law of attraction. The question is, what are we attracting? God said in the beginning, in Genesis, let us create man, woman, after our image and likeness. So by the mere fact, we have been created to be creators. But most of us don't know that. We think that there's outside circumstances. We think that it's relationships, and all these things make for our happiness. But the truth of the matter is, all that we need, as Sandy said earlier, is within us.
So we were born to be creators.
We are creators by our very nature. We are sons and daughters of the living God. And his spirit, as long as we're living and breathing, we know that his spirit is in us. Now, the truth of the matter is we just have not given him place to live out through us. But the truth of the matter is we are all creators.
So we're always creating whether we know it or not.
Whether we know it or not.
Okay, interesting.
And the thing is, what we need to know, since we are creators, my question to those who are listening, what are you creating? And if you're not happy what it is that you're creating, begin to create something new. Now, many people say, well, how do I do that? First and foremost, just realize that you're a creator. When you
just that awareness is pretty profound, isn't it, DiCarlo?
The awareness.
Okay.
It's a powerful thing. You know, the funny thing is many of us look at people like Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, and we say, man, these were great. We look at Abraham Lincoln, we look at Thomas Edison, we look at Barack Obama, and we say, well, man, if God could just use me like he's used these great people in the past and today. We think that these people are exceptions, but the truth of the matter is Jesus was not the exception. He was an example. And what God did through Jesus, he desires to do through each one of us, if we would just believe.
And so all of the listeners need to realize and become aware and cognizant of the fact that I'm a creator.
You're a creator.
Okay.
By your very nature, you're a creator. And then understand that God, when he created man and woman, he said it was all good. Now, you and I have talked about it, and I just want to thank you because you've given me some outstanding coaching sessions, and they've been very beneficial, not only in my life, but in the life of my wife as well. So we both just want to thank you, and I pray that those who are out there looking at transformation and taking their life to the next level, that they will plug in and get that. First of all, you can look anywhere on the Internet, and you're not going to get a coaching session, two coaching sessions, for $99. No way.
It's a gift.
it's certainly that. If they just and that's my whole point. Life in itself is a gift, and most of us, we miss it. We bypass it, and we think we keep looking for this hereafter. But heaven begins now. And what we need to understand is that the Spirit of God resides within us, and he's called us to be creators. And when we begin to become conscious creators, like Audrey said, you know, she began to, first she looked at herself. And that's what we have to look at first. We have to look within. You know, and the power of creation starts with love. And so I'm glad that she's found this soulmate in Gary. You know, but once we begin to operate from a place of love, creation starts. And God said, love thy neighbor as thyself, and to love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. And that doesn't matter what religion you are. When you're walking and operating in love, you're going to be creating after the mindset of God, and you're going to draw more of that in your life. It's an impossibility not to do otherwise.
So that's what Audrey really did. She, even in the midst of dating online, she said that she would just take the positive aspects of maybe a guy who she chose not to date any longer, and she was walking in love. So whatever we create, we have to, number one, be aware of it and cognizant of the fact that we are creators, and then walk in love or be in love as we're creating. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm
okay.
saying. And then what we have to understand, you were talking about, you know, how you had attracted a person to your life because of where you were. And we always are attracting, but we have to become conscious. When I met my wife, we actually met through Toastmasters International. We were actually competing as speakers, but I saw something in her that drew me to her. It was her spirit and the love that she had for what it was that she was doing, her work, and just her overall personality attracted me. And the truth of the matter is, I've often told men and women alike, you have to become that which you want to attract. And that's what Sister Audrey did. She
right.
became within her spirit the thing that she wanted to attract. And what happens is when something comes along that's not of your spirit, you're not only repelled by it, but it's also repelled by you. So we can only, at that point, being in that frame of mind and having that within our spirit, attract that which we seek, we're seeking, because we're attracting to ourselves a part of ourselves. So if we're sending out love, that's what we're attracting. If we're sending out envy, hatred, and strife, then that's what we're attracting. So what we have to do is become about the business of looking inwardly and begin practicing the presence of God.
Okay.
You know, far too often when we look at New Year's resolutions, we talk about weight loss, exercise programs, but we miss the spiritual exercise program. And that's a deeper relationship with the creator of the universe. That should be first and foremost.
So for our listeners, DeCarla, who may not be into God, they may be into higher power or source, how can they begin to go inward to create that spiritual relationship? What can they do? Should they meditate? Should they read? What should they do?
Like Brother Sandy said, see, and I think that far too often, you know, I'm a Christian minister, but far too often we get caught up on titles and denominations and sects and so forth. But see, God is not bound by our denomination. He's not bound by our religion, our creeds, and so forth. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So he knows his name. You know, I remember getting into a conversation with a young lady because she was talking about calling Jesus by his right name, Yeshua HaMashiach. And I said, well, Jesus knows his name. And to all of you listeners, no matter what your belief is, God knows his name. So if I'm in Asia and I'm calling him by one name, but in the United States I'm calling him by a different name, God knows who he is, and he knows you by your heart. So when we're operating, you know, you say, what do we do? You get into that place and you start practicing love.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that's not of love, when it comes up, and the funny thing is your spirit's going to let you know. You can go to the deepest tribe of Africa who has never heard of the word God, for example, but they all have within them a desire and an unction for the Spirit of God. And they have within their ritual. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay, I heard a beep. I didn't know if it was.
I don't know what that was.
Okay, good. But the bottom line is God's placed eternity in everybody's heart. So it doesn't matter. God knows those who are his. And my wife often, we often talk about in eternity, we're going to be surprised of who we see in heaven in eternity. Because, see, we look at these creeds, we look at these rituals, we look at all these people, and we say, well, they're not going to make it. But God knows who is his. So the first thing, meditation. Understand that I am one with the infinite spirit of all things, whatever you call that spirit. You're one with him. And you say, well, how do I know that I'm one with him? By the mere fact that you're still breathing. See, it's his life that we're breathing, and it's his life that's in us. It's like, you know, if you have, like, the Energizer bunny, you take away that battery, that bunny's dead. You
Absolutely.
Take away God's spirit, we no longer cease to exist. So as long as we have breath in us, we can rest assured that divine spirit is within us. No matter what you call him, her, God is God. And like I said, he's spirit. So those who worship him in spirit and in truth. So first and foremost, realize that you're one with the allness that we call God. Begin meditating on that. Begin allowing that spirit to love you and love that spirit, and then begin going outward. Begin loving your wife, your friend, your coworker. You know, practice random acts of kindness, as they say. And what's going to happen is that your new year, your life is going to begin to be transformed. It can't help but be. Because, see, when you're operating out of what you were created to be, love, when God's able to love people through you, then you become that conduit of love in the world. And, you know, we talk about all these reforms and all these things that are needed in the world, but the truth of the matter is what we need in all sects, all religion, all creeds, is we need to practice the art of loving.
That's so true. It's so interesting that all three of the presenters tonight, my guests, none of you have talked, and I haven't really talked to any of you very much, but the common thread is going inward first. That's what Sandy said, that's what Audrey said, and that's what you're saying, DiCarlo.
The truth of the matter is when we're talking about the law of attraction, and I love your show, and I know that so many people are being blessed by what you're doing, Constance, so I just want to thank you also.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The thing is, who we are, we're spiritual beings, so we can't all but help but say the same thing. And Sandy and Audrey and myself, we may have different beliefs on theological beliefs and so forth, but the truth of the matter is we all come to the same place when we're talking about who we are because we're spiritual beings. And the law of attraction, we think that this is something new of the last few years because since the Book of the Secret, but the law of attraction has been going on since the beginning. It's been going on since the beginning of time, and you see where Jesus said sowing and reaping, or Buddha said as a man thinks, he
right.
manifests. You know, all these people are saying the same thing, but it's always been ongoing. And when we understand that we're spiritual beings created, like I said earlier, in the image and the likeness of God, we can't help but to create. So the thing is, you have to first start within. The kingdom of God is within you. So we have to look within before we can make any change, transformation on the outside world. You know, and I could talk about, you know, when I came here 15 years ago and had a few cents in my pocket and how God has so prospered me with, not, you know, a beautiful house, beautiful cars, and a lovely wife. I could talk about all of that. But, you know, more than that, God has given me, the creator of the universe has give me a relationship with himself. That's the thing. And see, if you don't take anything away from this New Year resolution, seek out a relationship with the creator of all things. Because see, without that, anything that you acquire is going to be empty.
Right,
so many people
right.
have wealth. They have all the material things. You got stars out there killing themselves. drunks, you know, alcoholics, and they're taking drugs and so forth. And you say, but they have all the wonders of the world at their fingertips. They should be happy. But they've missed the one thing. They've missed a relationship with the Creator of the universe.
That is so true. I always say it's an inside job.
It's an inside job.
And so spirituality, walking in love, and meditation, what else can our listeners do in order to really kickstart the new year off and really begin to manifest and live extraordinary lives?
You know, I said I really had a one-step process, and it's basically under this, everything else falls up under this umbrella. What the listeners can do to have an extraordinary, outstanding, wonderful, not only new year, but life here on out. Two words, trust God.
Right.
Trust, and you know, I say that and it sounds cliche.
That sounds so simple. And I'm going to talk to you about that because I just really went through some really challenging times. And I had to, in that process, make a decision sometimes moment by moment. Hey, I've got to trust God in this. Or you may say, I don't believe in God. Trust spirit, trust source. And you just sort of flow and go with the flow of God moving in your life. And so for our listeners who may be 2009 may not have been a great year for you, what DeCarlo says is that maybe moment by moment you may just have to trust the process or trust the flow, knowing that good cannot be kept from you.
It cannot. And the thing is, like I said, let's not get caught up in the name. I say God. Somebody else says higher power. Somebody else says spirit. Whatever
right.
you call that infinite spirit, that creator of all things, that substance, that creative substance that once you start thinking upon that substance, manifestation starts taking place, whatever you call that spirit, trust it. Realize that all things are working together for good, and all things work in such a way that when you look at the end, I think about W. Clement Stone. He was an insurance mogul in the earlier 1900s. And he had this thing that no matter what happened, he said, let me see if I can find the good in this situation.
That's really good.
One of his salespeople came because they had lost this very large account. And he said, so I guess you're going to fire me. He said, no, I just invested this large account in you, and what we're going to see now is that we're going to see the good that comes from it. That salesperson became one of his number one salespersons and most loyal salesperson because W. Clement Stone said, let's see the good that's going to come out of this. Constance, you know what my wife and I have been through.
Right.
But I can tell you this. Because of, you know, loss and gain, and our relationship is deeper. And after 7 years of marriage, after what would tear most people apart.
Absolutely.
You know, but. See,
and so you all are an example of trusting God.
Trusting God. Because
yeah,
see, in the end, no matter what happens, in the end, what's going to be that thing that holds you together is the infinite spirit of the universe. And if you can go through that situation, trust in that spirit, knowing that that spirit is going about seeking your good. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of a hope and a future, not to harm you. So when we begin to, when we don't understand what his hands are doing in the universe, trust his heart. And when that becomes our goal in life, to be in relationship with that infinite power of the universe and trust it and listen to that still small voice within us, our New Year's is going to be so revolutionized that we're not going to have words to contain all the joy that we're going to experience in this coming year. And I'm so excited that I really would love to listen and hear from your listeners this time next year that follow these principles of the three speakers tonight. And
I would too. And I just want to hear it.
I think there's
some great testimonies that are going to come out of this. Well, DeCarlo, how can people get in contact with you and get your great books, The Law of Attraction, God and the Law of Attraction? And you've written so many books. Share with our listeners your information.
Yes. Matter of fact, they can get a hold of me through ehappinesscoach.com, and I'll spell that ehappinesscoach.com, ehappinesscoach.com. And on, of course, on the site, you have my contact number, and it will also allow them to shoot an email to me. And then, of course, I can give more information on the books and so forth and the website that they can go to see free web books and also where they can also purchase some e-books or hard copies of the books that I have out there. But like I said, I'm excited. I thank you, Constance.
You're welcome. And I'm going to encourage people. DiCarlo is just a great motivational speaker, and I'm sure Sandy and Audrey will be available also. Contact these people, email these people, and just let them know how their information tonight has really impacted your life. So DiCarlo would love to come and speak and teach and just go to his website and get his books. And I've read them all, and they've just really empowered and changed me.
And matter of fact, Constance, I'm so excited. As far as your listeners that go to ehappinesscoach.com, for your listeners, this is a one-time offer. For those listeners that go to that site and contact me, I'm going to send them a free ebook of Change Your Life in 60 Seconds.
Oh, wow, that's great. So make sure all of you go to his website and get that free ebook. DiCarlo Eskridge, you are a blessing to the world tonight, and I just really appreciate you taking the time to share with our listeners.
Thank you, Constance.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, man, it has been a powerful, it has really been a powerful time for all of us tonight. And like I said earlier, that our three presenters really had one common thread, and that was spirituality and going inward. Well, as I said at the top of the show, I just want to share with you about my coaching, success coaching, that I'm offering to you as a gift. And what I want you to do is invest in yourself and your future. And for $99 from January the 1st through the 31st, 2010, and I'm limited to only 25 participants, I am offering as a free gift two coaching sessions with me, and you will be able to have one-on-one sessions with me. We'll have two separate sessions in January, one at the beginning and one at the end. I'm going to help you identify and eliminate limiting beliefs and barriers, which is what Audrey talked about, help you identify and clarify what you truly desire, and then help you create individual strategies and projects that move you toward your dreams. Normally, I charge you, and I'm a licensed therapist for 25 years, $200 to $500 a session, but because I wanted to share with my listeners, I wanted to give you the gift of two coaching sessions for $99. Go to my website, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and purchase those two sessions, and I will call you directly, and we can begin this week. I certainly am changing some things in my life, and one thing that I'm doing is I'm really getting a coach financially and getting another coach physically. So those are the two areas that I'm really going to work on. Also, I talked to you about Cruise to Transformation. I want all of you all to come and join me so that I can meet you personally so that we can all hang out and have a great time. May 31st through June 4th, 2010, the Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation Fortnight Cruise to Baja California, Catalina Island. And so for more information, go to lawofattractionradionetwork.com /cruise, and you'll get 10% off today if you decide to book, but you have to do it before January the 20th. And I'm going to be talking about the law of attraction for business and wealth, and it's going to really be informative, energetic, and I'm going to be presenting to you unstoppable universal principles and laws for creating and attracting business and wealth into your life. And then on top of that, we can have fun. So go to my website again, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and really just take a look at that coaching opportunity and the cruise. Well, what a wonderful night it has been tonight, and I'm so grateful for Sandy English and for Audrey Miller and for DiCarlo Eskridge coming on, sharing insight, knowledge, and information that you can begin to, you know what I'm going to say, take small baby steps toward changing your life. Well, I want you to listen to this podcast again and again. And this is Constance Arnold coming to you, host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show out of Atlanta, Georgia, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, knowing that your life will be changed when you change your thinking, when you change what you believe, then you will truly change what you manifest in your life. Let's make 2010 the beginning of the best years of our lives. And, you know, just like I said at the very beginning, the best is yet to come. God bless you. I'll talk to you the same time next week, and have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.